Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The chapter that we're currently doing has two elements in it. One is the preferability of reciting Quran Sharif in a beautiful tone, and the other is listening with Quran Sharif. So requesting someone to recite Quran Sharif and to listen to it. So in other words, we recite with a beautiful tone, and the other is when we're listening to Quran Sharif, or we can request someone to read Quran Sharif and we can listen. We must listen properly. In other words, give the Quran its due, Quran Sharif its due. It shouldn't be such that Quran Sharif has been read and we are talking, we are having a discussion. Quran Sharif is being played, for example, in the car, Qirat is being played, and we are just indifferent towards it. So that should never be a situation like that. Sometimes people got it in their homes. Ideally, this shouldn't be in the homes. There should be a time for everything. The home time is the home time. And the family time is the family time. Like that, there is time to listen to Quran Sharif. Then we play it when it's listened, but everyone should be listening. Whether the women are working in the kitchen, and they're talking, and the maid is talking, and some of the children are speaking, and in the background is Quran Sharif. All that is complete disrespect to Quran Sharif. So there should be a time for everything. There'll be a time for a talk also. Sometime now when the family is sitting down to eat, the radio is playing in the background, one bayan is going. And that bayan is being given, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being quoted, ayat are being quoted. But because it's just being played in the background, nobody is giving any hearing to it. So the better thing at that time is keep all these radios off. The better thing is don't have it playing. When is the time to listen to a bayan? A person listens to a bayan. When is time for tilawat of Quran? He does tilawat of Quran. When is time to sit with his family and eat, for example, he sits with his family and eat. When it's time to do talim with his family, he does talim. It's not all the time there's something playing in the background. It has now become part of our family life. People, many homes you go, you find all the time there's something being played and played and played. That is not the style of Islam and Deen. Deen is a time for everything. So this today's hadith we learn that how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also like to listen to beautiful Quran Sharif being read. An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala lahu laqad utita mizmaran min mazamiri Ali Dawood. متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له لو رأيتني وأنا أستمع لقراءتك البارحة. هذا أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, you have been given one of the flutes of the family of Dawood عليه السلام. So who was mentioning the hadith? Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. He used to recite Quran Sharif very, very beautifully. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you have been given one of the flutes of the family of Dawood alayhi salam. Ulama explains this word, mizmar. It means flute, the musical flute that you get. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was using this as an expression to tell him that you recite Quran Sharif very, very beautifully. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling him, that you recite Quran Sharif very, very beautifully. And here when talk about the family of Dawood alayhi salam, referring specifically to Dawood alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala had also blessed him with an exceptionally melodious voice. It comes in the ayat of the Quran, Ya jibalu awwibi ma'ahu wat-tayr wa laqad atayna Dawooda minna fadla. Allah Ta'ala is explaining that we had blessed Dawood alayhi salam with special grace. Ya jibalu awwibi ma'ahu wat-tayr. Allah Ta'ala commanded the mountains that you reverberate with the recitation of Dawood alayhi salam. The birds also would stop and they would start reciting Quran Sharif with him. Can you imagine what an effect that would be? No speakers would surround sound, but Allah Ta'ala had made the mountains reverberate with the Quran. It is as though the mountains were also reciting Quran, the birds were reciting Quran. What a melodious voice that would be. And then Dawood alayhi salam was reciting. So Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. So Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with the, sorry, he would be reciting the Zabur. Allah had blessed him. He was given the Zabur. He would recite the Zabur and he would recite it in this beautiful tone. Can you imagine Quran Sharif and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite it? That was something else. Anyway, just to make us understand that the Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was explaining, he was drawing a comparison between Dawood alayhi salam and the flute that Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, the sweet melodious voice of Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. And to give him more encouragement, in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif it comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you had only had seen me listening to your recitation last night, if you, telling Hazrat Abu Musa, if you only had seen me listening to your recitation, imagine who's saying this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Dawood alayhi wa sallam was given such a beautiful voice, Can you imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ulama explained something. They say to understand this part of the hadith, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling him, if you had only seen how I listened to your qirat last night, you have to understand another hadith. I'll explain this hadith now so you'll understand what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling him. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by the homes of the people of the Ash'ari tribe. He was from this Ash'ari tribe, who Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. So he said, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by the homes of the people of the Ash'ari tribe, he heard Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu reciting the Quran Sharif aloud in his home and stopped to listen until the Sahabi had completed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing his home. He heard him reciting Quran Sharif loudly in the home. One of the things we explained is we should try and read loudly. Don't feel shy. There's nothing to feel shy about reciting Quran Sharif. This is the kalam of Allah. It's the word of Allah. Even if we are not good at reading, try. Never mind. Allah Ta'ala will give us that courage. And give us that courage to continue with it. He'll make it easy for us. So we should try and read to the best of our ability. So Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu was reading aloud in his home. So one of the things we should do is try and read loud. So long as we're not disturbing anybody and not causing any harm to anyone, we should try and read aloud. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped by until he heard him reading till he completed. But he didn't know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was listening to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then continued. After he stopped, he finished reading, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, he moved on. The following day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he said to him, if you had only had seen me listening to your recitation last night, this tying up with the part of the hadith we did, if you only seen me listening to your recitation last night, you would have been given, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you have been given one of the fruits of the family of Dawud alayhi salam. So Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu got a surprise. Then Nabi sallam, you were actually standing and listening to me. I didn't know that. He didn't know. He was just reading Quran Sharif in his house. So he was so excited that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was listening to him. And Sahaba were all like this. Whatever made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy would make them happy. So if they knew that something made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy, they would go out of their way to do that to make him happy. So look at what reply he gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were you listening to my recitation, O Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, in the affirmative. Then he remarked, if I knew that you were listening to me, I would have recited much more beautifully. If I knew you were listening to me, I would have recited much more beautifully. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. What this means is that to recite to make someone happy, to please, is permissible. It's not reading to impress people, but to make some senior person happy, some elder happy, somebody senior asked us to recite Quran and we're reading to make them happy, it is permissible. Yeah, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I knew that you were listening to me, I would have recited in an even more beautiful manner. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq, inshallah, to make Quran Sharif as part of our daily recitations, and we recite it in the most beautiful manner possible, and then a person will be blessed, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, to listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Quran, and ultimately listening to the Mubarak sounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reciting Ar-Rahman. But this will come when a person makes effort in this world, Allah will bless him with these bounties in Akhirah. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.